That is Wilson Pickett, better known as the Wicked Pickett, from Prattville, Alabama, getting us started today within the midnight hour on the BRC radio show, brought to you by the Birmingham Record Collectors of Birmingham, Alabama. That song came out in 1965. It was number 21 hit for him back then. So thanks for joining us today, and we're going to get right back to the music right now. We've got a D. Clark coming up. We've got a garage sound of the Rondells. But right now, let's get started with George Jones. He's going to sing about some White Lightning.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hill, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down, and then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn squeezing.
White Lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White Lightning.
Of Mountain Dew. I took a little sip and right away I knew, as my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing.
White Lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White Lightning.
Well, a city slicker came and he said, I'm tough, I think I wanna taste that powerful stuff. He took one swish lug and he drank it right down, and I heard him a-moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn squeezing.
White Lightning.
The G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White Lightning.
She's breaking her hip. There is one thing I want you to know. me will always be.
Matilda, the Rondells. That came off the Shalimar record label. If you flip it over, you'll see the song Tina, written by McClinton and Kelly. And that McClinton is Delbert McClinton. So Delbert McClinton's part of that group, the Rondells. Very good song. I do like that song, Matilda. All right, before that, we had Dee Clark with a little-known song. That's My Girl. I'm thinking that's on the Constellation record label, right off the top of my head. And before that, George Jones got us started with White Lightning. Okay, how about some more music? Let's do one by Sammy Johns. Let's bring in the Turtles. But let's let Jimmy Ming get us started, M-E-N-G, with a song called Don't Be Blue.
Tired, 'cause her mind was a dragon. said, get some sleep and dream of rock and roll. 'Cause like a picture she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her hair. She woke up and took me by the hand. She's gonna love me in my Chevy van, and that's alright with me. Her young face was like that of an angel. Her long legs were tan and brown. Better keep your eyes on the road, son. Better slow this vehicle down. 'Cause like a princess she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her hair. She woke up and took me by the hand. She's gonna love me in my Chevy van, and that's alright with me.
Babe, Bob Dylan song done by the Turtles. That was their first charted record. They had quite a few after that, but that was a pretty good one there. A song written by Bob Dylan. Before that, we had Sammy Johns with Chevy Van. I've always enjoyed that song. He redid that song a few years later, and it charted on the country charts. And before that, Jimmy Ming on the Liberty label, 1961, with a song called Don't Be Blue. Okay, well, we've got Eddie Fontaine going to come in and do a rocker for us, and a little bitty bluesy song by Johnny Darrell coming up. But Leo Sayre is going to get us started talking about dancing. He's going to talk about those long, tall glasses.
Yes, I will try my hand. If you were as hungry as me, then I sure you will understand. Now wait a minute. Of course I can dance, of course I can dance. I'm sure I can dance, I'm sure I can dance. I can dance.
Shaking, but the trees. Nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees. There's nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees. Town and get some muggets.
Oh, yeah.
Guess out on the street.
Oh, yeah.
Old George stopped her.
Oh, yeah.
He knocked her down.
Oh, yeah.
And black in the eye.
Oh, yeah.
Guess back home. Tell her, man, I lie. Don't start me talking.
Oh, yeah.
I tell everything I horn.
Oh, yeah.
She began to stop.
Oh, yeah.
Said, take me, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Around the block.
Oh, yeah.
Go to the beach, I'll whack and get my hammer son. Don't start me talking. I'll tell everything I know. Yeah, cause I can't keep nothing.
Johnny Darrell. It's on the Sioux label. Don't Start Me Talking. If you've got a real good ear for voices, you might recognize that voice. That was Johnny Moore, who was with the Drifters. So he did a little singing there, too. So that's Johnny Darrell. Don't Start Me Talking. Eddie Fontaine, Nothing Shaking. That was the Sunbeam label there. That was the first issue. It came out later on the Argo label, and it charted as the Argo label, and if my memory serves me correct, the Argo label was a different sound. It didn't have as much sax in it, I think, but anyway, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's how that one went. Yeah. And to get us started, we had Leo Sayer doing Long Tall Glasses. Leo Sayer wrote a song on one of his LPs. Let's see if I can remember. It was called Giving It All Away. Yeah, and you might remember that also from Roger Daltrey. I think that was one of his early hits as a solo singer, Roger Daltrey of The Who, Giving It All Away. I might have to play that song one time before long, since I get to pick the records, unless you send in a request. And you can do that at the bottom of the page under comments that you're listening to right now. You can send one in, or you can send in a request via the email route. Send it to brc@birminghamrecord.com. BRC standing for Birmingham Record Collectors. birminghamrecord.com. So send those requests in. All right, let's keep going there. Now we've got a song coming up now by Darryl Petty called Flaming Love. And then we got a girl group sound coming in. The Butterflies are going to do G Baby G. And then we're going to end the set with another rocker. Hold on your hats for this one. This is Bill Allen. He's going to do a song called Please Give Me Something. But right now, here's Darryl Petty and Flaming Love.
Ba 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 ba.
Bill Allen, Please Give Me Something. I believe that was 1958 when he did that one. And before that, we had the Butterflies, a little girl group sound here with G Baby G. And Darryl Petty got us started with Flaming Love. Darryl Petty was in a group called the Highlighters. They did a song called Dance Me to Death, which is a real good song, too. I'll have to find that one and play it one day. All right, let's keep going here. We've got our double play coming up in this next set. We're going to start off with Tracy by the Cufflinks, a hit for them. Then we're bringing in some Gladys Knight and the Pips with Midnight Train to Georgia. And then the Raiders, Paul Revere and the Raiders, are going to come in today and do a double play for us. So they always had a lot of fun rock and roll music, so we'll play two by them. But let's get started first with a group called the Cufflinks and their hit, Tracy.
Ba, 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 ba. Tracy, when I'm with you, something you do bounces me off the ceiling. Tracy, day after day, when you're this way, I get a loving feeling. Come with me, don't say no. So glad I found you. Come with me, don't say no. Hold me close, Tracy. Never, never, ever let me go. Ba, 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 ba. Ba, 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 ba.
Him in mind.
World is his.
I'd rather live in his world than live without him.
Tell me
Paul Revere and the Raiders was Stepping Out, and we had just before that one, Just Like Me. That's our double play today. You know, one thing real quick about the Raiders, they had a guitar player that was with them pretty much from the beginning, I believe, and lasted about 4 or 5 years. So he was there during the big hit time for them. Freddie Wheeler, he went on to have a big-time career in country music. I think he had like 4 or 5 top 10 hits and had probably about 25 or so records chart on the country charts. So he had a real good career after he left the Raiders there. Before that, we had Gladys Knight and the Pips with Midnight Train to Georgia, and Tracy with the Cufflinks singing that song. And by the way, the Cufflinks was really just one guy, I believe. My understanding is the lead singer of the Archies, Ron Dante, and I hope I'm pronouncing his last name correctly, D-A-N-T-A-T-E, I'm sorry, Ron Dante. He was the singer and overdubbed all the voices on Tracy. So he was the singer for that. And if you look at that, that song charted in late 69. The Archies, with him singing, also had a hit on the charts when Tracy came on the charts. And as that hit was going off, they had another song by the Archies come on the charts. And so I believe all three were probably on the charts at the same time, with Ron Dante doing that singing. So that was Archie's singer, Ron Dante, as the Cufflinks. All right, let's keep going here after that history lesson. Let's do a song called At the Party by Jerry Wright, one by the Music Machine, Talk Talk, and then Leroy Van Dyke's going to do Walk On By. But this is Jerry Wright doing a song called At the Party.
When I first saw you at the party, well, I knew you had to be mine, because I sat there watching, because I thought you were so fine. At a party, 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 at the party, oh, you all had to be mine. Well, I sat there watching with open eyes, 'cause when I saw you look at me, I was a shock with surprise when you got up and gave me the eye. At the party, 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 at the party, oh, you all had to be mine. Yeah! Well, when you walk past, my heart beat so fast. When I walked by, you gave me the eye. I heard something from inside you say, oh, my baby, don't you run away. At a party, 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 at the party, oh, you all had to be mine. Oh, what the hell?
Thank you. seem to talk about the things that bother me. Seem to be what everybody has against me. Ow, ow, all right. Here's the situation and how it really stands. I'm out of circulation. I've all but washed my hands. My social life's a dud. My name is really mud. I'm up to hearing lies. I guess I'm down to size. To size. Talk, 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 talk.
If I see you tomorrow on some street in town, pardon me if I don't say hello. I belong to another. It wouldn't look so good to know someone I'm not supposed to know. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. In a dimly lit corner at a place outside of town, tonight we'll try to say goodbye again. But I know it's not over. I'll call tomorrow night. I can't let you go, so why pretend? Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet.
Walk on by, Leroy Van Dyke. And before that, we had Talk Talk by the Music Machine. You're not going to hear Talk Talk followed by Walk On By anywhere else, probably. I hope you enjoyed that. Anyway. And before that, we had Jerry Wright doing a song called At the Party. And our party's about over, and we're going to have to get out of here. Let me try to squeeze in a couple more before we do, though. I'm going to try to get in. Let's see. Let's do Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs with their number one song, which on record at one time was the shortest number one song, and I guess it probably still is. I'm not sure. But and then after that, we're going to do a little country bluesy bopper song. A young lady by the name of Goldie Hill is going to do one. But right now, here's Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs, and Stay.
Stay. Just a little bit. Just the one more.
going crazy.
Footsteps. Goldie Hill was right there alongside Kitty Wells as being the first two women big-time country singers. Kitty had a probably a more prolific career than Goldie, but Goldie was right there too, right alongside her singing those songs in the early, early 50s. And before that, we had Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs with Stay. We got to get out of here. We can't stay. And we're going to end with a little song I'm sending out to TP today, down there in Florida. He introduced me to this song a while back, a little instrumental by Ernie Freeman. So I'm going to end the show dedicating that to TP out there. So here we go with Ernie Freeman and Live It Up, and we'll see you next time on BRC Radio.